DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
A lot of you guys are going to be upset at this. This email says, if you read this on the radio, please keep me anonymous. I think that's probably a good idea. I'm a 34-year-old man with a beautiful wife, three wonderful kids. I'm a very loyal husband, and my whole life is spent trying to be the best provider I can be to secure my family's well-being. Being a very strong Christian, I would never, ever consider cheating on my wife, but I have started doing something I am ashamed of. You see, my wife doesn't want to have sex very often, and I don't understand why. She says it's because she's tired all of the time from taking care of the kids. I get tired, too, from work and soccer and home maintenance things. But I look at that as time to relax and enjoy my relationship with my wonderful wife. I'm assuming what he means by soccer is like taking the kids to soccer practice and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She's so sexy and desirable, I can hardly stand the rejection. I do understand all the hard work that goes into giving our children the best care by being a stay-at-home mom, but not having a healthy sexual relationship between man and wife is bad for the whole family. Here is the reason for my guilty feelings. I'm so confused as to why my wife only wants to do it about once every 2 months that I've allowed myself to get caught up in something that is so disrespectful to her. I couldn't talk to anybody about this, so I tried to solve the problem on my own. I started secretly videotaping our occasional lovemaking sessions.
Uh-oh.
It started out being a way to observe her facial expressions and body language to find out what I may have been doing wrong. While I was doing this, I found it to be quite exciting and enjoyable. It now has become more of a way to enjoy my beautiful wife more often. I only watch them a couple of times and then delete them completely, but it seems to have started filling a void in my heart. I don't watch pornography at all, and I only want my wife, but if this is the only way to get what I want, I feel so dirty. I know you guys are family men like me, and I was just wondering if you think that I'm a horrible person or should tell my wife how I've wronged her. I know she'll be more distant towards me, but the guilt is killing me.
I never tell her.
Yeah.
Never tell her.
Simone, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I definitely think he should tell her.
For what reason?
Just because, you know, if he was watching someone else, you know, she would still need to know. But, you know, once every 2 months, no one's that tired.
That's why I think there's a mental block with
there,
it.
Though. Like, would he be in more trouble if he said that he was, I mean, he's basically addicted to her porn.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching her all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still an addiction, but isn't the addiction to watching your own wife in that situation less offensive than being addicted to porn on the internet?
But I don't think
if
he's addicted to it.
She was being taped.
Yeah.
He only says he's done it a couple times. I don't think he's addicted to it. I think it's a trust issue. He says that he did it He did it because he wanted to evaluate her. He wanted to look at some game day tape.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So
true.
I mean, that's right. Is that what he
exactly
did?
Exactly what he was doing.
Bring
yeah.
all the coaches in and go, let's see what we did right. Let's see what we did wrong. People.
Right.
Tuesday. I give him credit for that. You know?
Tuesday is film day. So that's what he's doing. He's just watching films and he's looking over the game and he's seeing where he can make improvements and stuff. And then he says he's deleting it. He watches mm-hmm. it a couple times. He deletes
yes.
it.
Yes.
So I think while you could argue that it's admirable, I think if he tells her that, that's such a violation of trust.
That was a dangerous move on his part, too, because he said that he initially started taping her to see her facial expressions mm-hmm. as to see what he was doing right yeah. or doing wrong. What if she was just like rolling her eyes and looking at the ceiling, looking
at the
wall,
like Paris Hilton?
She's answering emails.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Reading a book.
If you take the sex out of it and make it anything else, then it's creepy. Like if it's
creepy anyway, even though it is sex. And it's
so I hit a video camera in the living room to see how she's interacting with the dog.
Alicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Creepy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I think that he should definitely tell her because, I mean, either way, it's going to be a violation of trust because if he doesn't tell her, then he's keeping something from her. And if he does tell her, then she's going to feel violated. And she will either feel violated because maybe he could have shown his friends or maybe, you know, he just didn't tell her from the beginning. But I think, especially since they're married, that, you know, it's not that big of a deal, I don't think, for them to tape each other, but I would think that it would be more of a violation if it was just boyfriend and girlfriend.
All right, thank you. All right, if you're just checking us out today, we've got this, we got an email that we're reading over from a dude that's been videotaping his wife. They only have sex like once every 2 months. And he said that he started videotaping her just to get like some feedback as to what she was digging and what she wasn't digging. And then he started getting turned on by it. And now he's doing it more often. She has no idea he's videoing her. Joy was in a similar situation. Hey, Joy.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Tell us about it.
You're up.
All right. Well, my husband and I, it was probably about 10 years ago when this was going on. We were having a similar situation with me not wanting to have sex. He did. And it got so bad that he decided he had to do something because he felt like he was just going to explode. He did not want to go out and cheat on me. He didn't want any of that. He just wanted me. And so he had to go take care of himself. And he finally confessed to me that he was doing this. And I think it just brought us closer, actually. Because
really?
Now we've been married 20 years. We are closer now than we were. And it's helped me understand and see what I need to do to enjoy it.
Did you feel violated?
No, not at all.
He was taping you without you knowing it.
I don't
it.
Think there was a tape involved. Was there?
Well, we have done that before. But, well, I mean, we've done
wasn't
it
secretly taping
with
her.
Each other's mm-hmm. consent.
With consent. Okay.
Yes. But I'm saying he would go and masturbate because he didn't want to go out and cheat on me. And I say the same thing about this tape. You know, we sat and talked about how our sex life was, and, you know, we did video one time, and that seemed to help us out.
I still think it's a different situation because she has zero idea. I just don't know why he can't go and talk to his wife about it if he's having concerns about it. I would think a conversation would be better than secretly videotaping.
Here's a dude that did the same thing, videotaped his wife, I thought. Hey, William, go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Okay, how are you?
Long time listener, man. I love y'all.
Thank you.
This was like 10 years ago. I videotaped her one night. We got drunk, and she didn't know where the videotape was. And after everything was said and done, I watched it, enjoyed it. A month later, I finally told her, of course, when we were a little tipsy, and she said, let me see it, and we watched it, and she said, okay, as long as you confronted me, and she goes, well, that's okay if you keep it within the house, and then eventually, later on down the line, we enjoyed porno together, so that went on for a few years, and then when the kids came, we had to stop doing it.
So initially you did it without her knowing. It was a one-time deal, though, right?
Yeah, it was a one-time deal. I did confront her. It was like a month later, and, you know, she was cool with it. She saw the video, and she said, well, as long as you keep it within, you know, the household and not let nobody else see it,
right?
She was fine with it. And eventually we shared porno together, you know, to kind of kick it up the notch in the bedroom.
So what your advice to this guy would be, go ahead and tell her for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, let her see it, you know, kind of lay down and, you know, relax a little bit and say, hey, I got something to show you. And, you know, and then, you know, she'll make a decision from there.
Oh, I think I'm going with your wife or girlfriend, whichever you said it was, being the exception rather than the rule.
Hey, Yvette, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, how y'all doing?
All right, good. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to say, do not tell her. And when you all first said it, you know, the violation in my mind about the girl from ESPN who was taped.
Yeah, Erin Andrews.
Without knowledge, right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, maybe, and I thought about it, maybe he could bring it up. How about, you know, we tape each other and look at it as a form of stimulation between the two of them.
But she doesn't even want to do it. She's at a very base level right now. Yeah. She just, yeah. Good morning, Dennis. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
I definitely agree that he shouldn't tell her, but because, you know, we don't know what other kind of problems they have in the marriage outside of the sexual issue. Right. It sounds to me like the love is still there. The passion is definitely still there, at least for him. But it's hard to give any type of advice on this because we don't know what conversations they've had, if they've had regular conversations, if they've gotten into arguments.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Totally agreed.
But, you know, you don't want to open up that can of worms if the issue is just sex. I mean, sex is important, but, you know, as long as you got the fire and the love there, then I wouldn't open up this can of worms. I think you should just, you know, just stop and just put it away and just continue with conversations with her. That may, you know, make the situation a lot better.
All right, let me get one more call on this. Hey, Mike, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
All right. I think you said the guy's a Christian.
What's that?
You said the guy was Christian, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he should not tell her at all because he's lucky he's getting it 2 months. And if he tells her, he might as well become a monk. But he's going to get it at all.
Yes. Yes, it's over at that
point. He might as well be a monk. That's awesome.
Fun. The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What were the signs that your sister
used? Yeah, I don't know if the caller's going to have this, but I know that just the day of the wedding, and I'm sure she has other examples, but the day of the wedding, Mom and I were helping sort the gifts, and then her husband actually came in. So first of all, he saw her the day of the wedding, and then they had an argument. So then when she was driving herself to the church, we had a carport instead of a garage, so the carport, the open carport, and she actually backed into one of the pylons of the carport and almost collapsed the carport right on her wedding day.
Jeez.
But my dad's like, you know what, we'll worry about this, you go on ahead. But I'm sure she thought, you know, all those things that were trying to keep her from getting to the church, mm-hmm. and she was even late getting to the ceremony. I was one of the bridesmaids, and they were like, where's your sister? I don't know. So I think that I think all those things that day alone made her think, you know, I probably should not have done that, because they ended up not working out.
Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing okay. So you're starting to see some signs here that maybe this isn't the right thing to do?
Yeah, it feels like that a little bit. Well, to start off with, we knew it was not going to be a normal wedding process because we just got engaged at the end of July and we're getting married in October. So we knew it was going to be fast. Mm-hmm. And that we had a lot that we needed to accomplish in a very, very short amount of time. And on top of that, we're funding the wedding ourselves. And I've been downsized from my company since last October. Mm-hmm. So we knew our budget was limited. But things just keep happening that we have been like, maybe someone's trying to tell us something. Maybe we need to listen to it. Because it's just like, one thing after another, not normal things that go wrong, like lots of things that go wrong.
Like what?
Like, well, we've been through two preachers that have both canceled.
That's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. The first one agreed, and 2 weeks later we got an email saying that he couldn't do it. So we got a second one, and after 3 weeks of trying to contact them and get the premarital counseling thing set up and everything, we weren't really hearing anything back. And I get a text message at 1 a.m. last Thursday saying we might want to find a backup.
Okay.
It was nice. And then, you know, like other little things, like our photographer and the hairstylist who was going to do my color and styling on the day of the wedding were coming together. Well, the photographer canceled, so the hairstylist canceled.
Oh, no.
Oh, it gets better. My dress was custom ordered so we wouldn't have to do any alterations, and it came in and was 6 inches too long. My rings was a custom wedding set that my honey designs using a stone. My grandmother passed away this year, and it was one of her rings, and he custom designed a new set with my grandmother's ring. Mm-hmm. And we were told it would take about 4 weeks to get that done. Well, on week five, we called, and they said it'll be done next week. And then on week six, they called and said that the jeweler had the flu. And so when we finally got the rings last week, they were too small. So they're back at the jeweler. It continues. We have the chairs, but no tables. And the main level of the venue where we're getting married is actually my almost in-law's house, and it flooded, which was nice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Honey.
And then one of the groomsmen canceled last week because he realized he has Florida football tickets.
Oh,
smart guy.
That's jacked up.
You know, just lots of little things like this keep happening. We're like, we understand some things are going to go wrong, but this is getting excessive to the point where my mother, who is not superstitious at all, said, honey, if one more thing goes wrong with this wedding, maybe you shouldn't get married.
And you've talked to your fiance about this too?
Yes, I have. And he's like, you know, it's just stressful. We're like 36 days out from today. And he's like, just calm down. You know, this is normal. And I've been married before. And I said, this is not normal.
These are a lot of things.
Yes.
It's a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Back to back.
It's a huge list.
And I hate this. I believe in looking at the signs. I really do. And if there's one or two, I mean, when you are planning a wedding, there are so many details that can go wrong, for sure. So many. And I think you just have to sort of go into it knowing that there are going to be some things that go wrong. But you really have an enormous amount of things that have gone wrong before this wedding.
Yeah, it just keeps happening. I think it's almost comical at this point. Like, what else can happen? And I almost don't want to say that.
Yeah, right.
I think that God is just telling you that you shouldn't plan a wedding during football season.
Maybe
that's
maybe
all
that's
I'm saying.
It.
I think He just wants you to have a spring wedding.
Maybe that's it. Our theme wouldn't exactly work in the spring. It's Tim Burton, so I don't know how well that would do with the pretty pastels and stuff.
It's a Tim Burton themed wedding.
Yes. Tim Burton-themed
wedding. You brought this upon yourself.
This is supposed to, this is very Tim Burton-esque right here.
It's
very
actually,
dark.
Forget this. It's working out perfectly.
It is.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. I think you should just run. Turn around, back whatever, and get away.
Really?
You think there are just too many signs here to ignore?
Yes.
Maybe you should go see a psychic.
Psychic? I never thought of that.
Well, Tim Burton never does anything normal, so bizarre and awkward and things happening. Well, this is just part of your theme. This is what you wanted to happen.
Would you ever put this major decision into the hands of a psychic, though?
Probably not.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Good morning, Q100. Hello? D?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. This is my comment or question. Why? What's the rush? In my opinion, the reason all these things are going wrong is because you're rushing. You've been unemployed for almost a year. You get engaged while you're not working, and then you plan the wedding a few months after you get engaged. You're creating these problems. I don't think there are any signs. I think it's obvious why. You wait.
What do you think?
Wait,
what do you got, Moss?
What I'm thinking is that Jen talked about a psychic. We've got our own paper psychic right here in the studio. We just find out what sign you are. We're going to tell you exactly how to handle it today.
Horoscope should be able to handle it.
Yes. Perfect. What's your sign?
Hello?
Nicole?
Hey, Nicole.
I'm here.
What's your sign?
Taurus.
All right. Well, Taurus tells you do backflips to draw notice and become the center of attention, which you've done. Your good efforts in the career arena will draw notice, but it doesn't say anything about the personal. So it doesn't. Oh, and then it says cancel your wedding.
Oh, yep, there you go. If the person that should do it, maybe I could.
Hey, Janet, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hi. I have the same thing. A lot of things went wrong as far as even the week before the wedding, the flu. Then I had a female issue, and I was a pure girl at that time. And I even got tired on Tuesday before we got married, Snow Jam 82.
What do you mean you had a female issue while you were a pure girl?
I was a pure girl. I had the flu the week before.
Right.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then irritation ensued.
She had a yeast infection.
Yeah.
And what does pure girl mean?
No, we're you know, I was a good girl.
She was like saying she wasn't having sex.
This is before 8:30, so I wasn't sure what I was going to be able to say.
I got you. Okay. We just didn't understand it. Yeah. The guys didn't. The women understood perfectly.
Yes.
And Snow Jam 82 hit, that's when all of 75 was frozen in. Everybody was frozen. It was solid ice. It refroze 3 or 4 times that week. My husband, when he went to get the clothes out of the dryer at the apartment complex, the pipes busted over his head. Like an hour before the wedding. Three people had a wreck on the way there. Two people had a wreck after.
Oh, no. It's like the universe is screaming out, Not today! Don't do it!
Exactly. God shut down the southeast part of the world, and we still did it,
And
how
did it turn
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely.
How did it turn out?
I'm divorced, yes.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Don't blame the universe. Here's Stacy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, it's Stacy, and I was in a wedding this past weekend where everything was going wrong, but a lot of weather issues, and literally almost just ran a red light, so I'm going to back up a minute, and tell you, sorry guys, but I was going to say, we literally, before the wedding, it was outdoor, it was pouring down rain, coordinator said, let's move it, I could tell you a million things that happened before, but we literally, the bridesmaids, there were 12 of us, we went down to that altar, we prayed, hey, you know what, God, we want this wedding outdoor, we know you can make it happen. 10 minutes later, blue skies opened up, and then after the wedding, the skies opened up and it poured down rain and we're all flooded and they're on a cruise. And I just want to say, you overcome these signs and it's your happiness and you found someone you can spend the rest of your life with. And I think it's all the more more reason to rejoice when, you get through all these things. So,
you know what? I have a new idea for a segment on the show, and Nicole would have been the perfect first candidate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's basically where the listener picks the last call. So, because if Nicole doesn't want to get married, then we would take a call from, and the guy got in a wreck and the blizzard and I was pure and my yeast was acting up and all this and all that other stuff. And then she says, dear Bert, that's the last call. Then she gets off the phone and she can go to her fiance and her family and go, look, I called the radio station and the calls that came in, miserable. But if she wants to get married, then she's got, oh, I prayed and the sun came out and the clouds parted and the
yeast cleared
parted
up.
And the yeast went away and everything was great.
Stop saying that.
And blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, Bert, I want that to be the last call. And then she can say it was meant to be.
Don't use that word anymore.
Nicole, you can make the meant call right now. That last call was positive. It was basically saying, look, the universe was saying no, but there was a break in the universe, and then it was yes, and she's happy. Or we can continue taking calls from people saying, don't do it. The signs are all there.
You know, I'm not sure at this point. I think I'm going to wait it out a little longer. And at the end of the day, if we're married, whether the dress is too long and I fall on my face, whether we have the rings, it doesn't make us any less married. It just makes an interesting story 20 years from now.
Indeed. Well, it's a story you need to write down and send to Tim Burton and say,
serious.
You know what?
You inspired my wedding.
Yeah, no, say you inspired my wedding and look what happened. And I think he would be very pleased by the outcome.
You follow your gut. If your gut says you go get married, then you go get married.
Nightmare before my wedding.
Nightmare before my wedding is true.
All right, Nicole, thanks for sharing with us.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that idea. They get to pick the last call.
I don't know what. We have to get Tracy to come up with a cool name with some funky alliteration, but it's basically
last call.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just boom. That's what I want. That's what I want to hear.
I'm out.
No more.
Throw it in the towel. It's over.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Cavalli is in. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
You don't like that label?
I prefer plastic surgeon.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I was staying away from plastic because I thought you weren't going to like that.
No. Well, and there's a reason for it. Most of us who are board-certified plastic surgeons, we're certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, so that's a phrase that we're attached to.
Okay.
And there's another reason. Many people who call themselves cosmetic surgeons are not plastic surgeons.
You have more training.
It may be a gynecologist who's decided to do liposuction, or it may be a dermatologist who's doing facelifts, that sort of thing.
Okay.
But their core training was not plastic surgery.
Gotcha. I thought that the word plastic to me felt like so 1986. I thought that you were going to cringe about that. But
no,
it's
we still like that.
Okay. All right. So if you have any question at all about plastic surgery, then call Dr. Cavalli right now, 404-741-Q100. Linda, good morning. You are on with Dr. Cavalli. If you want to be.
Good morning.
You don't have to be, but you're here, we're here. Do you want to talk?
Kidding. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Hi. Okay.
I have a quick question to ask you. I have a pretty athletic frame, and it seems like I gain all my weight in my thighs, so I was thinking about getting, I don't know if it's liposuction or what, but I've heard lots of scary stories if you have an athletic frame that they can, like, go into the muscle, and I just wanted to kind of know, A, is it pretty safe to get that removed from your thighs? What's the recovery? Things of that nature.
Well, that's a good question. And in fact, you don't sound like a risky client to have liposuction. You sound like the ideal. You want someone for liposuction who is at or near their ideal body weight. They're not looking for weight loss. They're looking for contouring of a specific problem area, and that's exactly what you've described. Liposuction safe. For the thighs, it would be an outpatient procedure, meaning you come in, you go home the same day. Potentially, if you're small enough, it's an office procedure, so you're awake, just under straight local anesthesia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We can give you a little Valium for sedation if you want to take a little of the edge off. Some people choose
blindfold.
To. Some people don't. Mm-hmm. We do drape so you can't see.
Good.
So the recovery is pretty minimal, actually. I think I mentioned last time I was on here that 10 of the 11 of us in my office have all had liposuction in the office as an outpatient procedure, and we all return to work the next day. That includes me.
Is it a painful procedure? I remember, and I'm not sure how long ago this was, where I saw the procedure or a procedure like it done on TV, and it seemed like there was a vacuum that they were shoving inside of the body.
Hey. I don't like the word shoving.
It just looked painful.
Then you're shoving it in and out and shoving it, ramming it, and jamming it into your leg.
Nothing Ew. Delicate about it.
Is it not like that?
It can be if you're one of those rough people, but no, it doesn't have to be. And, you know, there's plenty of numbing medicine, and the laser-assisted liposuction is actually a nice option. You don't think so much about the shoving and the ramming, Jeff, with that, because the laser first is used to literally explode the fat cells. So they're now butter that you're suctioning out. You don't have to use as much energy to remove the tissue.
Okay.
And
okay.
Does that help?
I appreciate it. That definitely helps. Yeah.
And about what kind of a cost would she be looking at
for lipo? For one area in the office, I think it's around $2,500-ish.
In that ballpark.
And
sometimes people don't have a clue where it even begins. Mm-hmm. You know, is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? Like, there's a lot of room in between there, you know?
Are there any areas that you cannot work on?
For liposuction?
Yeah.
I mean, there are some areas that aren't as favorable as others, like the calf, the ankle. They can be done, but they're more technically challenging. But otherwise, no. I wouldn't do a cheek, mm-hmm. for instance, but I would definitely do a neck.
So. Fat ankles.
Cankles.
Hey, can you help me out with my fat ankles?
Save that. Hey, Courtney, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Fankles.
Good morning.
Hi. You're on with Dr. Cavalli.
Dr. Cavalli, I'm 27, and I have very large breasts, and I know most people would think that that's a great thing. But I was thinking about having a breast reduction, but I was wondering, will that affect my ability to produce milk if I haven't had children yet? I know that's really crazy.
No, that's a very common question, actually, and it's a very valid concern. The answer is not straightforward, of course. You may or may not.
It completely
depends on the individual. Anytime you have any cuts made on the breast, there's a chance that you're not going to be able to produce milk in the future. So nobody can guarantee you that you could, but no one should discourage you from trying. So if you have the surgery and 5 or 7 years later you're pregnant and you're interested in breastfeeding, you should certainly try because you may be able to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right,
You wanted a definite yes or a definite no, and there just wasn't one there. Yeah.
And that's the same for augmentation too, right?
It is, although I think you have a much greater likelihood of still being able to breastfeed after augmentation than you do after breast reduction, because with augmentation, you're not doing as much actual cutting in the breast tissue, whereas breast reduction, by definition, you are.
You are, right.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You are on with plastic surgeon Dr. Cavalli.
Got a weird question. My wife had a pretty major C-section, had to go in because the baby's heart stopped.
Aww.
And actually got all the way up and basically ruined her belly button. And she's always been scared to try to get anything fixed. And I know there's probably doctors that specialize in maybe reconstructing something like that, but have no idea to go about how to find the best doctor to do that.
Well, you're talking to her.
Yeah, you are. You're called on the right day.
Melissa Carter?
That's right.
And actually, I hope your baby's okay.
Thank you. He is.
Oh, good. It sounds like a tummy tuck actually would probably correct your wife's concern with her scar and her belly button, and would also give her the added bonus of a flat tummy after having a child. But a tummy tuck essentially removes all of the tissue from the belly button all the way down to the pubic bone. So that is where that vertical C-section scar would be from an emergency C-section.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing would just be gone. And then as far as the belly button goes, that scar is moved very low. So that scar is going to be just above that pubic bone. And then a new nice, neat scar is created to bring the belly button up through. So she would look like she had a tummy tuck. That's it.
Well, her belly button's actually destroyed. I mean, can they reconstruct that and make it look
yes, it's called
somewhat normal?
It's called an umbilicoplasty, and it can be part of the tummy tuck.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. How would I find a doctor here local that can do that?
I keep telling you. You're so talking
to her. How do I go about finding somebody and doing a consultation?
Well, you can call my office at 404-250-3333. I'd be happy to see your wife.
And we'll have a link on over to that from our website also there, Steve, at Q100Atlanta.com.
Do you have anyone else? Because I'm getting the vibe he just doesn't trust your voice.
I just think it wants to get off. Was she a plastic surgeon? Right. I was talking to him. I thought I was just calling asking a question. Like
hey, call now if you want our intern to ask your plastic surgery questions.
Hey, Kimberly, good morning. You're on Dr. Cavalli.
Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Dr. Cavalli, I have just a quick question. I had decent sized breast, and I've been working out ever since I graduated, and just really working out hard. I do kickboxing and Muay Thai and things like that, and I was training to possibly fight within the next year or so, but with all that working out, I have lost almost everything as far as my breasts go, and I was thinking about a breast augmentation. However, I don't know if that would affect like kickboxing or anything like that. My working out, like I work out every day, pretty hardcore. So I don't know how that would go about. And if I fought, would that be dangerous?
So it's a several part question. First, the loss of your breast tissue is probably related to the little amount of fat that you have in your body now. So very low body fat equals very little breast tissue in a younger woman. So an augmentation or weight gain would be your only two options. An augmentation is safe for people who play contact sports or who participate in contact sports, but what you're describing is a little more intense than that. So there is the risk to the implants long term. As the implants age, the shell becomes weaker, and direct contact to the breast through sports as the implant ages could cause a rupture.
Do you think that's a bragging right for fighter?
The opponent.
Busted her boob.
Yeah, and man. Look at all the fighters that do already have breast augmentations that are pretty obvious. So, you know, it's not something that you shouldn't do, but you're wise to be thinking about what could happen.
Okay, all right. And actually, I was just wondering, because I've been thinking about this for a little over a year now. So this has been really kind of heavy or whatever. A woman who has decent sized breasts and then loses all of it, it creates a whole complex, I guess. But how much would this cost? Like if you could break it down per month?
Does it matter how big you go?
Or is it less if you go a little bit smaller? How does that work?
The size doesn't matter at all. The type of implant matters. And where the procedure is done. There are hospital facilities that cost generally a little bit more than other accredited outpatient surgery centers. That might cost you a little bit less. The type of implant matters the most as far as the cost goes. Silicone implants cost on average about $1,000 more than saline implants. You can expect a silicone gel augmentation done in an outpatient surgery center to cost around $6,200. Around.
And which one is better, silicone or saline? Because I've heard one or the other is better.
That's a loaded question. I personally am very biased towards the silicone. I love them. They give a very natural look and feel. They have a lower risk of certain complications like wrinkling and rippling and implant palpability. And all those things just mean it looks more natural than a saline, saltwater-filled bag. Okay. There's nothing wrong with the saline, though. So some women come in and they say, I just really don't like the idea of that silicone. Know that a saline implant still has a silicone shell. So okay. No matter which one you choose, you're still getting silicone in your body. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what your comfort level is.
We'll take just a couple more here. Hey, Moby, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bershaw.
Hey.
Dr. Cavalli, I have a question. I have dark spots all over my legs and hands from mosquito bites, and I've had these for years. Is there a procedure to remove this marks? And if it is, how much does it cost?
Dark spots on the skin, you're fortunate that they're dark spots, because dark is either easier to lighten than it. You can always lighten a dark spot, but mm-hmm. you cannot always make a light spot darker to match surrounding skin. So you're lucky that it's dark spots you're dealing with.
I read that on Twitter.
There are bleaching creams that you can use mm-hmm. that will help tone down the dark spots, which may be scar, as you're describing. You're saying that it's mosquito bites, so it may be actually scars that you're treating and not just sun damage. And there are peels that you can do, but on the legs, you have to be really careful with that because the skin's not the same as it is on, say, a face. Mm-hmm. And so you have to tone that down a little bit. If you have a darker skin type to start with, mm-hmm. you know, Indian, Hispanic, African-American, then laser treatments are probably not going to be best for you, okay. even though they are good on lighter skin types for treating dark spots.
Okay. Now, are bleaching creams safe to use?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Any examples? Like any?
Hydroquinone would be an example.
Okay.
And where would she go? To a plastic surgeon or to a dermatologist?
Either one.
Either way?
Yeah, hydroquinone 4% is what I would typically start with. What about that? It's a prescription product.
That OxyClean stuff?
Perfect. Hey, they clean my laundry.
Yeah, because I've seen that, you know, they do those ads that lightens up everything. So
a lot of people are calling up with the excess skin question. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had twins 13 years ago, my tummy is actually flat, all except I have, you know, where the C-section is, I have that little, what I call my little inner tube right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a tubal after the twins, so there's a hernia. Mm. So I'd like to have that flap fixed or removed and the hernia repaired. Could you possibly do that?
Definitely. That's a very common combination of procedures that we do. Since your stomach is flat, a lot of times women come in and they say, well, gosh, you know, I'm not big. Why do I need a tummy tuck? A tummy tuck addresses loose skin and loose muscle, or some component of those things if you only have one of them. You don't have to be large to need a tummy tuck. You can be a skinny little woman with just a little extra skin on the lower abdomen, and the only thing that is going to make that tummy flat and tight is a tummy tuck.
Okay. And the scar is another concern, because right now the scar is not pretty, so you'll make a pretty scar.
Yeah. We always cut out, you know, often we're starting with a C-section scar, so we always cut out the C-section scar, and it's like it was never there.
This is just going to be one more.
There's so many people with questions.
There are, man.
Bert has a problem with knowing when to say when. He's addicted to excess.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I have a question about my breasts. I've always had large breasts, and ever since I've had two children, even before I had children, they were already working their way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard that you can have a breast lift, and I don't know if that is true or if it's just having implants, but I really am interested in that because I am happy with my size. I just wanted to know if there is such a thing as a breast lift and what goes into that. And
there is. It's called a mastopexy. And if you have a breast size that you're happy with and you just don't like the shape, that's the procedure that you probably need. In
right.
some cases, we might still recommend an implant, but that's getting into a whole lot of other particulars that may not apply to you. But
okay.
in general, if you have ample breast tissue and you just don't like your shape, then all we do is shape the breast tissue into a nice breast mound and then cut off the extra skin. And in most cases, if you're starting small enough, you can have just a lollipop scar, which is a circle around the areola, and then a vertical scar. Literally looks like a little lollipop. And in larger cases, you might have more of the anchor-type scar. But that's unusual for a breast lift. That's more likely in a breast reduction.
So either way, you're walking away with some kind of scar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right. Because would that still affect my ability to breastfeed?
Potentially.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Dr. Cavalli, you're great.
Great job.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That is like rapid-fire questions.
It is.
Yeah.
You're really, really done, Bert? You're really saying done?
Really. Really, 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 really mean it this time. You can always call over to Dr. Cavalli's office, and all the information is up online at q100atlanta.com. Are those free consultations?
They're not. Our skin consultations are complimentary, but our surgery consultations are $100, and the cost is applied to the any cost of any procedure that you choose to have done. So it's applied to your surgery.
Okay. And again, all the info is up online, Q100Atlanta.com, and that's Dr. Cavalli. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So Jen Hobby was going into the weekend thinking it might be a little bit stressful. It was going to be one of those, could have been a, sort of an emotional roller coaster type weekend.
A little bit, yeah. I was home for my mom's big 60th birthday party that I threw with my dad and with my brother, and everybody was down there. We had about probably about 55 people come, and I'm talking her friends from high school and college, friends from throughout her whole life, teacher friends now, you know, contemporaries, but friends that they've knew that they knew before children. Like, it was really big to do. It was really fun. But in the process of planning the party, I had to butt heads with my dad a couple of different times, and which is just not something that you do in my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, what he says goes, you know, and that was the way that I was raised, and that's, you know, the household I still live in. Dad lays down the law and you just shut up and follow. That's it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Very yes, sir. No, sir. Oh. Absolutely, sir. And you just keep going.
And if anybody could break the law, then it would be mom to pull him to the side and say, look, let's just look at this, you know, together. But for the most part, it was dad.
Yeah, that would have been a rare occurrence.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Hobby is definitely in charge. So.
And how long have they been married?
39 years.
So that worked that way.
It works.
Pop's making all the rules and everybody in the house is saying yes. They've been married 30-something years, and
but I'm sure that
everybody's happy.
Nance says one thing behind the scenes that could crush him in a second.
Oh, well, yeah. They have an incredible marriage. They definitely set the standard, that's for sure. At least in my life, for sure. So anyway, butting heads with my dad is just not something that I've ever done before. But I was so dead set on making this party perfect for mom because she is the one who does everything for everyone, and I wanted all this to be done for her and have her not be involved. So first we butted heads at the beginning because it was going to be a surprise party and the surprise kind of got ruined. Then in the planning of where we were going to have it, what food we were going to have, what cake we were going to order, all these different things. He was thinking like budget conscious or whatever, like trying to
He's being a practical guy.
Being a practical dude. And I was like, no, we're going with this. This is much better and also more expensive. We're going with this, which is whatever. And
the emotional
also more expensive.
Fulfillment of her mom's 60th birthday.
And you're also probably thinking, and if we go over budget or whatever, in 3 or 4 months, when we look back at it, we're not going to think of the budget. We're going to think of what a kick-ass time everybody had.
Exactly. So there were a couple times that I had to tell him no, that I thought his ideas were tacky, that I thought...
Did you say tacky?
Did you use the word tacky?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Because he was concerned. I don't know why he got all concerned about like liability, if people were drinking there. I'm like, Dad, everybody there is going to be over the age of 55.
Because
like,
he's a practical man. That's
right?
why he's
he
concerned
thinks
about it.
Risk management and all this other stuff. So we wanted to do a cash bar. And that's when I said, no, that's tacky. We're not inviting people to mom's party and asking them to pay for drinks. So
now, were these
back and forth?
Were these email exchanges back and forth, or were these On the phone?
Both.
So you called your dad tacky on the phone?
On the phone.
Well, I could never say that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it, my butt hurts from even thinking about that.
It definitely makes you clench.
My father passed away, and I still wouldn't say anything.
My dad just put me on restriction for your comment.
So it was a little bit nerve-wracking. And when I was flying into Tampa on Friday, my brother and his girlfriend were coming in from New York, and I was hoping we were all going to get there about the same time, and we'd all ride home from the airport together. Oh, no, no. Oh, they got in earlier, so my mom picked them up because she was in Tampa for a luncheon. So she picked up Matt and Mary, and they went to the house. So it was just me and Dad for the ride home from the airport. And I was like,
tick, tick.
How is this going to go? How's this going to go? And at first, a couple things about the party came up, but then he just was so excited about everybody that was coming. So the whole ride home, we talked about how excited Mom was about the weekend and how all these different people from, you know, were coming in from North Carolina and Orlando and just really making an effort to be there for her birthday. So
now, in the back of your mind, are you even hearing the words that are coming out of his mouth, or are you so focused?
Yes. You're kind of doing the countdown until it starts?
Yeah, I was really, really nervous. And I thought he was going to, you know, bring up the finances of the whole thing or whatever, but didn't bring up a word about that. So we just talked about the party. And then so Friday night, we all have dinner. Well, some friends came over to the house. Saturday, a little bit of planning went on. And then we went to the party, came off without a hitch. And he and I shared the bill, signed off on it on the end of the night. Not a word. Not a crossword about it the whole time. And at the end of the whole thing, he was just so complimentary. He's like, this was a perfect party for your mother, and thank you so much, and you deserve all the credit and all this really great stuff.
Is there a possibility that your mom had told him before y'all came down, not a word, don't you say a word, because those children have spent a lot of effort and a lot of money to plan this. Don't you say a word to make them feel
bad.
Did
she know of any of this weird tension?
No, she didn't know of it. I mean, neither one of them do, really. Like, it wasn't ever, like, addressed unless they were listening to The Burt Show, which let's hope let's hope they're already at school and work today.
You said on Friday you assumed that when the bill came, he would just handle it.
Well,
but you did split it. So do you think he just said in his mind, all right, well, look, if she's splitting it and she can afford a $300 cake rather than a $19 one at Publix, that's fine.
Maybe. But we also discussed that, and he was like, you know, offering to take care of it, but I wanted to pay for. I wanted to share the bill with him.
How many boxes of wine did those old people drink?
I think we went through a lot, actually.
Nice, good
yeah,
for them.
It was a good party.
It's an open
it was
bar.
Good, but I couldn't believe it. It was almost like
happy birthday, Nancy. This is a freaking great party.
I think it was like so almost like telling him no and sort of standing up for what I wanted because it was in the context of something nice for my mom. Like, I think I earned his respect as an adult. Like, now I feel like we're like adult friends.
Is there?
And the fact that I can afford to help pay for the bill for my mother's party and wanted to and insisted on it rather than him just take over as dad. I think it's like a mutual respect now.
I think that's a conversation that you never, ever forget that you have with your parents. And I think a lot of people do that. They have a very defining conversation at one point or another where now you're not a kid anymore. Now you're an adult. And you'll remember that conversation for the rest of your life.
Definitely. Yeah, there was that one. And then when he got sick a few years back and had some heart surgery and came to me and told me what he wanted me to do immediately if he passed away.
Oh, really?
And the steps to take. Here's what you're going to do with this and the house and this and that. And here's where all the records are and all that stuff. When we sat down and had that conversation, I was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Be an adult, you know. But yeah, that conversation and this one this weekend, totally defining for my father and I's relationship.
What about when you just moved forward with those plans as if he had passed away and transferred the house to your own name?
Cash and life insurance.
Yeah, he took his jewelry and started taking it to a pawn shop. He's like, what are you doing? I go, look, I'm just following your instructions.
It's not my fault that you got well. Whatever.
Yeah. Look, you put a plan in place, I'm just following it. So you guys are going to have to be out of here by the end of next month.
Now, just really quickly, is there any chance that once the euphoria of the party wears off and all, and he's going over everything one last time, that he'll hit you up on the phone? You think it's over?
I think it's done.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He was really happy with the whole thing. Mom was thrilled. It was an awesome weekend.
Fantastic. Really congrats. Great.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Get it. The Burt Show.
All right, I've got to call myself out.
Okay.
Because I succumbed to peer pressure recently. I just got a cosmetic procedure, but only because of peer pressure.
Oh, God.
And
Can we try to guess what it is?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I don't think you will. But I felt like a seventh grader afterwards. I was like, why did I do that? But anyway.
Is this a procedure that you've been against women your age getting?
No, I'm not against it.
Okay.
I love how he says your age.
Well, your I've heard you say before that, like, you know, women in their late 20s shouldn't be getting Botox or early 30s. You know, don't need
I haven't
it.
Said that.
Did you get it?
No. Okay. I went to a function. A friend of mine does PR. And so she had a function for a doctor and a cosmetic, you know, skin and cosmetic plastic surgery place. But they only do like neck up stuff or whatever. And they had a gathering of a whole bunch of different people to go there. And I've met this doctor before. His name's Dr. Sinha.
They're called vanity gatherings.
Is that what they're called?
Yes.
I'm sure it is, because it's exactly what it is. It's a whole bunch of women who are interested in this or whatever, and they have the rep from the company come out, and you can kind of like, you know, sample the product, right? And so, and I had met this doctor before. His name's Dr. Sinha. He's awesome. He's really cool. And I wanted to go there because I use this certain skincare, like face wash and toner and all this stuff on my skin, and I was out of it. And you can only get it from a dermatologist, from a doctor. So I was like, okay, I'll go to this party and I'll get my skincare stuff that I need and I'll be nice, whatever. And I won't participate in any of this other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, that's a little bit like, just going to go look at a couple of puppies. I won't buy.
I won't get one.
I'm just going to go check them all out.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll just go check it out. And what a lot of the women were there was for Dysport, which is, I guess is the new Botox. It's like the new form of it or whatever, or the new brand name. And so a lot of women were there and they were like gung-ho and fired up about it. Yeah, we're going to try this and try that. And everybody's talking about it or whatever. And I kind of got swept up in it. And then they started talking about Juvederm. Do you know what Juvederm is?
No idea.
It's the stuff that they fill in your laugh lines, like the little parentheses that go around your mouth.
Okay.
And so they were talking about that. And I mean, I just got swept up when we were having little like appetizers and wine and everybody's talking about how great
blame it
is.
On the alcohol.
And I was like,
I almost feel like we should go around the room and guess what she had done. Cause I've been studying her.
I know, right?
Like I studied the frog I dissected in seventh grade. And I'm like, where are the freaking ovaries?
So I was like, I just got swept up in it and I really did not plan to get anything done. And then I did.
So what'd you get done?
Did you get some of those laugh lines?
Did you get the laugh lines done? I did. I got the Juvederm done. And at first I was really nervous because it kind of makes you a little bit red and swollen the first couple of days. Mm-hmm. So I really thought I had jacked up my face. But it has gone down, and I think it looks kind of normal now.
I can't stop taking my eyes off of the place that she supposedly got this done.
I didn't even notice the laugh lines.
Can't even tell.
I know, and I don't think that they were really deep or whatever before, but it's like this filler, and it's made of like the same stuff that's already in your skin cells or whatever. So it dissipates and it goes away after, I think it lasts for like six months or something.
Will you look at me?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop smiling, so it's hard to see. It's better to see if I'm not smiling. Hold on.
How much did that run you?
You can definitely tell. I mean,
that's what the point of the party is. It's like sampling
tell.
It.
You can't
I didn't
tell.
Know there were lifelines there to begin with. So,
I know.
What are you talking about, Wendy? You can definitely see.
I mean,
you're full of crap.
No, like, because when your face is relaxed, you can't see anything. Like, I mean,
you couldn't see anything before. When's the last time you looked at Javi and said, God, she'd be hot if it wasn't for those freaking laugh lines?
I studied her face before, so I can't tell if there's a difference, but you can definitely see where there's no lines.
Yeah, there looked like there were parentheses around her mouth before, but now you can't even tell.
It's not that you can tell a difference, but you can tell that there's no lines there.
What I felt so silly about is that it was just really peer pressure because it was like everybody's like, oh, everybody's doing it. It's easy. Whatever. Do you know about this person who gets Botox? Do you know about this person who has Dysport? Oh, yeah. You think this person's so pretty? You know why? Because of this and that. And the other. So I found out all kinds of secrets on people and whatever. But I just
and
kinda
this from
got...
the, was it from the staff or other people?
Oh, no. It was from the people invited. The guests invited the party. It wasn't the staff at all. They were wonderful. And they were like,
because I've heard staff say that before. Oh, you want to know the secret to some of the Buckhead beauties? And then they would say stuff to sell what they were doing.
But no, it wasn't them. They were like, do it or don't do it. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
now
you
I'm
know.
Staring at Melissa. I'm like,
they were on laugh lines now.
No,
now I'm nervous.
I'm the one that always says I'm not going to get
I'm
going to
push
done.
My face down so I don't have laugh line. Mm-hmm. I don't laugh line.
I just felt like a total seventh grader again. It was the first time in my life I had felt like
everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
All the cool people are doing it.
Maybe I should. Okay. I'll do it. And I actually really like the results of it. But like the first couple days at first, I was like, what did I do?
Well,
what did I do?
And you look at yourself more than anybody else does every day. Mm-hmm. So you would be able to tell the difference. But
I got home that night and confessed to my boyfriend. I was like, I did something bad because of peer
pressure. Why did you confess to him? Why didn't you just walk in? And he went, oh my God, your laugh lines are gone.
He would have never, ever noticed, I don't think. But I was like, I succumbed to peer pressure today. I feel like a little kid.
How much did that run you?
That's the point of those parties, is that it's samples.
It's all free?
So it's free, yeah. Okay.
So well, why don't they just do one
side of your face then and make you pay for the other?
Make you pay for the other. I did buy all this skincare stuff because that was my intention for going. But
Jen, did you have a stroke? No. No, I could only afford half my laugh lines removed.
Don't make me laugh. I'm going to get more laugh lines. Stop.
Good morning, Helen. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, good morning. That's I wanted to ask
Jen why she's not bruised. I had it done, and I'll never do it again. I was bruised for 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh, really? Well, they say different people react differently. I didn't bruise, and you can also take this sort of homeopathic stuff that helps with the bruising. But I didn't bruise at all. I got puffy on one side, but after probably 3 or 4 days, that went down.
When did you have this done?
It was like a week ago.
Was it during vacation?
A year ago, and I will never do it again. And I had to start a new job.
Oh,
and I was
really?
All bruised and swollen.
Oh, they do warn you about that. They warned you, right?
I look at my old ID from a year ago, and I have to laugh at myself. I will not do it again, ever.
I can't even tell you.
Yeah, no. It's one of those things that I think everybody reacts differently to
it's
it.
It's worth what you paid for it.
You're on The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.